What's up, Black Men Catch Up comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in four brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Has anyone seen the original? Seen the original movie? You have seen it.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to. That's why I wanted to see this.
You liked the original, right?
Well, my memory of it. Well, I mean, as we get into this more head on, I think I feel the same way about the original movie in terms of whether or not I like it, as I feel about this movie in terms of like liking the movie. The thing that I remember most about it was like Christina Applegate and like a lot of shoulder pads. Like that's my memory of the original Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. So I was just like, oh, and I remember it being something that like I think we watched a lot, like every time it was on TV. We didn't own it, but every time it was on, it was like one of those movies that was just like, that's a you know, we talked about that more than most movies. If that makes sense.
I get that. Got it. I don't think I remember it, but I don't. It's hard because how I remember this, I used to think Christina Applegate was like so hot from Married with Children. So I remember the movie somewhat, but
like, you know, you've seen some of the movie or you just remember that the movie existed.
I don't know. You know how like when you're younger, like you just remember stuff? Like, I don't know if I remember watching it or I just know it exists. Like, I have no idea.
I can't believe that like I didn't see a trailer for this movie. I didn't see a poster.
Same. I agree.
I mean, was there any promotion done for this film whatsoever?
The one IG post I saw is the only thing I've seen organically.
Like it felt like the studio was like, don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like conceptually, it felt like the studio was like, shh, don't tell mom the babysitter's dead.
Mm-hmm. What's sad is that when we tried to ignore it, you said it again.
Like they didn't want anybody to know, you know?
Right. I feel like like it's a secret.
Skylar, we can start.
The babysitter's dead.
No. Skylar, we can start.
Okay, let's start.
Jonathan Braylock, James III, Rob Milligan.
What more can I say?
You know what it is.
Black men can jump. In
Hollywood. Black actors, man.
Black actors.
All right.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood.
Hollywood City.
They was gonna shoot all you little nigglets. What'd she say?
That was a funny line.
They was gonna shoot all y'all little nigglets.
She did.
Did she say nigglets or
She said nigglets. She said nigglets.
Wait, am I reading here that it was actually supposed to be Tyra Banks who played this role?
Well, she produced
Tyra Banks was going to play the Nicole Richie role. Okay, never mind.
Which makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
That makes total sense. Yeah. Like, why didn't that? I mean, who knows? But
yeah.
I mean, she ended up producing it, but that makes total sense.
For those of you who are listening to our podcast for the first time, welcome. We are a film review podcast. We review the films of leading Black actors, people of color. Now, recently we've, we're reviewing films that are out, that are in theaters, that are maybe popular or not so popular.
Not to the movie's fault.
This week, we're right on mission, okay? And if you don't know who is talking to you right now, this voice sounds a little bit
like what?
A responsible young adult who will take on the onus of providing for their family, friends, loved ones, you know, do the dirty work that has to be done while the other people involved are just messing around doing some BS, okay? So
what?
Yeah. The voice that sounds like all of those things combined, that's Jonathan Braylock. Hello, that's me.
What just happened?
All right, okay.
Okay. I'm stunned. This is Gerard Milligan.
And this is James the Third.
Wow. We are reviewing.
What did Bray? What just? Okay. Sorry. Go
listen,
ahead.
We're reviewing Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. I'm looking at the
Don't
poster.
Tell her.
Right now it says Respect Your Elders. It also says Only in Theaters.
Oh, wow. Let me look at the poster. Hold on.
It says Only in Theaters on the poster. All right.
They should have did it better. They didn't do it right, man. Like, I didn't know this movie was out for real.
This film stars Simone J. Jones.
Big fan, lover as Lisa on Bel Air.
Do you pronounce his name Donnell? Donnell? It's Donielle.
Donnell? Maybe it's Donnell.
Donnell?
Right, but there's the I.
There's the I. What's that I? Donielle T. Hansley Jr.
Bro, this is a black name.
This is a black name.
Tremaine is his middle name. Okay, yeah, whatever. Are you looking at IMDb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wiki has everybody's middle name. So Simone's middle name is Joy.
Why do they got a middle name?
Maybe that's how they are credited in this particular movie.
Huh. Okay. Well, Nicole Richie's also in it. Jermaine Fowler, friend of the pod. Patricia Williams, these little
Miss
kids.
Pat.
Oh, yeah, Miss Pat.
Ayami Sledge,
Miles Fowler, no relation.
Yeah, I don't think there's any relation there. Miles was in Bottoms. We were talking about that. He's one of the football players.
Yes, he was so funny in that. And then, first off, so I know Tyreek is black. Like his friend who like looks like a white boy who was also on Atlanta. But the fact that this kid is black and his name is Tyreek Withers. It's like the blackest name for the most non-black looking nigga I've ever seen in my life. Like it is. He's
very mixed. He's like a Jesse.
Bro.
What's his name? Williams?
Jesse Williams still look half Negro. This man, if I saw him walking down the street, I'd be like, hello, officer. I'd be like, hey, okay, officer.
Hello, officer.
Just going about my day, you know? But respect.
I feel like that's more about his haircut than anything, right? Or no, actually, man, there are some pictures of him that. Because he's got the light skin, the light eyes, you know.
Because Atlanta tried to do, like, at the end of the episode, they had him with, like, a Caesar. And I'm like, closer.
Yes. The hair. It's really the hair, I think, that's really doing it. Because he, you know, I don't know. I wonder if he grew out his hair, what it would look like. But, you know, his hair's definitely got more of the white gene, I would say.
Listen, God bless, man. Whatever gets
his
you
hair's work. Got more of the white gene. I love this conversation.
What? It's true. It's true. You look at his hair, it's like
gene.
It's because it does the thing that like white hair does. Like it's like straight and like flowy. Like he can do the kind of like, you know what I mean? That thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, bro. I don't know.
Who was his other friend that kept popping up? I kept trying to
remember. Yeah. He didn't talk as much as I thought he was going to. I thought he might have been like a rapper or something. Is that wrong?
I recognize him. and I don't know why.
See him in this. He doesn't have a picture up on IMDb, maybe. Because I don't know. There's like a couple people here who don't have pictures up, like Carter Young. I don't know if Carter Young is that kid. Is the kid? No. Nope. Carter Young must be the kid because he was born in 2011. That must be other. That must be the little brother.
That little kid was great. That little two kid was.
It was Tyshawn Jones, the skater. He's not credited on
right.
The,
he's not credited. I was like, on this a, dude looks so familiar. And they had him in the movie,
bro,
but now
why don't they have him on IMDb?
Crazy. feels absurd to me, but.
Whoa, my friend Dominique Toney was in this movie? She's Dr. Megan Thompson.
Wait, when did we see a doctor?
When did we see a
doctor? In the beginning, because the mom is sick.
Oh,
but when did she go to a? But when did she go to a doctor though?
Probably in the. Did you see the whole movie? Because I missed the first.
Yeah. So come see. So when the mom gets sick, like technically the mom has an outburst at work, and then it cuts back to the house. So we see her at work. We don't see her at the.
Yeah,
doctor.
We see the cut at work. It's weird.
Maybe she was supposed to be in it and she wasn't actually in it. That or there were. Be. Did y'all stay through all the credits? Because they.
That's true.
There were little scenes.
Yeah, we saw two of them. Maybe we saw the last scene. Was the one. Oh, okay. I don't know how many scenes we saw. Anyway, guys, we're doing too much. We forgot. First of all, if you don't know already, we're going to spoil this movie. Clearly, we're going to talk about it. So if you want to see it, you don't want it spoiled, go out and see it. It's in theaters now, though. You like real talk. You got to be quick about it because there's no way this movie is staying in theaters that long. And that's not a shame to it. It's
no, because it opened this weekend and we could only see like most theaters only have one or two showings of it. So
yeah, and there were not people in the showings.
And that's we're in California. So
yeah. Only two theaters, man. Like if James would have pointed this out, I would have had no idea it was out, which is so sad because I'm like, if you're going to make the movie, support it.
I don't know if it's going to get the IMDb doesn't even have a box office for it. Yeah.
Disrespectful.
But it did come out on the 12th.
Right. It should have something.
It should have something, like a couple of thousand. I don't know. So I don't know what the box office is.
Disrespectful.
It is in theaters, but probably not too many. So I'm assuming most of our audience hasn't seen this. I'm looking up IMDb right now. Basically, this film is a remake. The essential plot is group of kids, their mom has to go away for the summer. And because of that, she hires a babysitter. The babysitter is a little bit evil or just like mean. And then winds up passing away. And so they're like, oh, we don't have to tell mom about this. But then they realize that in disposing of the body, they lost all the money that they were supposed to have. And so they need to get job, or at least the oldest kid needs to get a job and provide for the other kids. Yeah, that's a plot. Right now it has a 55% on Rotten Tomatoes, 58% audience score.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not terrible.
Yeah, it makes sense. Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, man, you know, I just had a job end, which, you know, I was very fortunate to have. But it's so funny how quickly stress starts to accumulate when you're not working.
It's too much. It's too much. It's heavy.
You know,
I got the shakes and, you know, the heart palpitations, all of it.
I agree. I will say I've had the benefit of not being unemployed this long since 2009. And what are we in April? Soon to be May. And I have not had a paycheck all of 2024. So this is the most stress I've ever had. My parents may need to get an aide. And I'm like, who's coming to save the day? So stress is high. Anxiety is high.
And, you know, sometimes to talk about this stress, therapy can be a safe space. Like, get that stuff off your chest, figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, you know, instead of just keeping it all bottled up and feeling like you have to hold everything inside. I know therapy has helped me. I almost look at it as like check-in. Like, sometimes I got a lot to say, sometimes not so much, but it's like, it is super, super helpful.
Yeah, I appreciate getting the tools to like kind of understand the mechanism of how I'm behaving, you know, and reacting in certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I use BetterHelp, and Timothy, black male therapist, saves the day because he gets it, man. I'm like, you know what? Thank you, bro. For sometimes it's just 30 minutes of just me rambling, and I'm like, oh, you didn't even say hello yet. and he's like, keep going. I'm like, thank you. Yes.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and flexible. It's suited to your schedule, which is absolutely essential these days. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and you can get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you want, switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/jump today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/jump.
You gotta jump to get that BetterHelp. BetterHelp! You know, they say time waits for no one. And neither should payday. To keep your money moving in the direction of your dreams, get Earnin'.
Earnin' is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period.
It, listen, you know, when you get Earnin', you can have a little special night out. You can go to the movies. That's what I would do with some of the money I got from Earnin'. You know, maybe just take myself, get a big popcorn, the extra large drink, some pretzies on the side. Can't go without the pretzies. Yeah. Okay.
Need them pretzies. You know?
Maybe somebody invites you to the Oscars last minute. All of a sudden, you need a tux. You know? That happens to all of us.
Yeah, that's a common thing that happens to everybody.
Listen, download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store.
When you download the Earnin app, type in jump under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Jump under podcast.
Subject to your available earnings, locations, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Shall we go with initial thoughts? I could start if you want.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, so, hold on. The numbers also don't say this. I thought you, Skylar was like, I've never seen it either. Our producer Skylar was like, I've never seen the box office NA on the numbers. And it just, they haven't reported the box office. I don't know what's going on.
Not applicable. What do you mean?
Yeah. So, what can I say? This, I didn't see the original. This movie is a strange one. There's some fun stuff in it for sure. I kind of like a lot of the performances. I actually think the acting overall, for the most part, is pretty good. I think, there's some interesting directing choices here and there. I'm not a huge fan of the script, I'm sorry to say. That said, I don't know how much of that, because I looked at the summary of the original, and it seems like a lot of stuff is familiar. Like, it's like a lot of the same stuff. Like, the premise is the same. Yeah. I don't quite understand why they remade this movie as like a kind of like a black. I don't even quite understand if this is being targeted to black audiences or if it's just like happens to have black people in it. Like, I don't know if they were doing the nostalgia thing or what. Like, it's a weird one. Also, I checked, the original movie is PG-13. This movie's rated R. And I Jerah and I watched this together, and I was like, very much like, I don't understand why this movie is rated R, because it feels kind of kiddie. Like, at times.
All the drug use, maybe?
No, I mean, sorry. I mean to say, I understand why the MPAA made this rated R.
Okay.
I don't know why why the filmmakers didn't do their best to make this rated PG-13. There's a lot of F words in this movie. So this movie was going to be rated R.
I didn't remember that.
I feel like you can get away with the drug use. Like, it's weed, right? Like, yeah. There's a certain amount, maybe because it's kids, legal. Maybe because it's a kid smoking it. So maybe that's
the thing. They could have had them vape. They vape in high school out these days.
I feel like there's ways to get around that. I don't know. None of it felt super essential to the plot or even necessarily the comedy of the film. And so much, like, the premise itself feels so silly. And because it's centered around kids, it's like, and it's centered around kids, but in a way that it's interesting. I was kind of thinking about this, and maybe we'll talk about it later, not to make my initial thoughts super long, but like, in 1991, I feel like a bunch of people would feel familiar, like if older people would be like, oh, I remember my baby, like my mean old babysitter, or like my parents went away, and like how fun it would be if the babysitter wasn't there and you got to do stuff or like whatever. Is that, do people feel that now? You know, I don't know. I'm just like,
oh, man.
Do like teens feel that? Like, I don't know. I don't know. It just felt like it was a weird one. It was a weird one for me. I feel like I never got over the premise. Like, I feel like the premise of the movie was like,
just call your mom.
I don't quite understand it. Like, it's like, it felt like so much hardship for what, you know? So
you can just call your mom.
Yeah. So that was tough. And like the comedy that comes from it wasn't like a 17-year-old working in the fashion industry doesn't feel that strange to me.
Not with influencers.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's like, what? Like, yeah, man, they're all freaking 17. Not with like Kendall Jenner being like a billionaire by like age 19 or whatever the hell she was, you know? Like, not with like so many young people being like global icons, you know? So like, you know, Taylor Swift, you know, writing songs when she's 15. I don't know. It was just like, it felt outdated. And it was tough. But that said, some fun performances, great job by some of these actors, like the kids, like Jermaine is always funny. Yeah. So that's me. That's initial thoughts. That's what I got.
I'll go next. You know, Bray and I saw this. I can't tell if the experience was fun because we were joking in the movie or was the movie fun. It was like, I don't like, all I can say is the experience was fun.
Yeah.
And again, I agree with Bray. It's like, I think the acting was good. I actually like, shout out to Wade, the director. Like, I think his direction was good. I think the script just was like, you know, I don't know how much say so Wade had over the script. I know he didn't write it, but I think the script might've needed a little bit more. But I think acting wise, like, you know, I thought the main actress did good. I love the kids. This may be one of the first times I'm watching a movie where I loved all of those kids. I love like the older brother who's with the shits. Yeah. I thought he was like, and not annoying. I loved like the younger daughter who's like the goth kid. I loved the little boy. I thought was fantastic. Listen, Nicole Richie was in her own movie. Like, she was, I don't know what tone she was on, but she was having the time of her life. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what? I mean, I enjoyed it. Again, I don't think the script was good. I agree with Bray where like, I'm not sure it should have been rated R. I don't think you needed F-bombs. I do think like if they would have maybe took out some of those curse words, it might have played much. I mean, it would have played much, much better to kids, which maybe would have helped to get more of a push because it's like teenagers and maybe like your preteens can see it. But other than that, I mean, I did enjoy it. The premise, look, I don't know why they didn't just call him mom, but I guess because they didn't want to stress her out. Cool. That white lady, bro, up top was so funny, so racist that I was like, I'm surprised we can still make these jokes, but I'm so here for it. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, listen, I enjoyed it. But again, I don't know if I watched this at home. I was counting down till the movie was done, but it was fun doing that, too. It was just fun doing the stuff. So, yeah, now I'm done.
Yeah, I mean, I just, something you just said made me upset that this was rated R. Like, it's like, who is this for if not for the kids? Like, why, like, why is the movie rated R? It doesn't make sense. And your kids cast is 50-50 like youngins and 50-50 like the young adults. And so it's just like
teens.
You want little kids and teenagers to come see this, you know. And like, you don't need them to be, you want them to be able to just come see it without needing to drag a parent or somebody over 18 to go. Anyway, so that's frustrating. I had some trouble with some of the acting. Like, I thought the pace was weird. I thought that the scenes felt a little like under rehearsed. And I know there's not a lot of rehearsal in film, but I mean by them. Like there were just plenty of times where I felt like beats were funny but fell flat because of them. So I think script problems, if any, relate back to like the inherent premise. The thing that I remember from the first movie the most was like, truly, why don't you? You're trying to have a summer of fun, but you can't have a summer of fun because you have to get a job. Like, the lessons are, right? Like, you got to get a job and learn responsibilities and blah, blah, blah. And there's just a literal, the main thing I remember is Christina Applegate in shoulder pads, because it was like, this is bizarre. Like, do something else. Like, don't have to get a job. Literally try to have fun this summer instead of, you know. I had missed the beginning, but when they said their justification was like, you needed to get better and this and that, like, that I feel like I understand. Like, that was enough for me. Once I heard that, like, that was enough for me for why they wouldn't call, because if whatever the mom is dealing with is actually life-threatening on that level, it's like, it becomes less about like only having the summer of fun and more about, you know, whatever the health scare is. But like, yeah, that was my biggest thing. And then like, there was something strange about it being particularly the babysitter dying and them having to deal with the dead babysitter. And then also dealing with the relationship between Black people and police in this country. It was just like, this just feels like, why would we even do this? Why would we?
I mean, they had to.
But no, they had to address it. They had to address it. But did they have to make this movie? Like it made me mad. Like, Black people can't just go around. Black people can't have the summer of fun that white kids can have after their babysitter dies and they don't tell anyone and dispose of the body on their own. Like it was just like a weird lesson to have to face within the first 15 minutes of the movie. And then like, that's kind of hovering over it, even though, you know, we're supposed to believe that they're fine and nothing's going to happen. And, you know, it's just hovering over that at any point, somebody's going to ask about this woman, you know, the cops are going to come back, anything. Anyway, I just thought that was really strange.
Is Christina Applegate's character a nerd in the...
She is not a nerd.
I thought she was like cool.
Yeah,
cool.
She's not like, but they don't really address it. Like, she's not like getting picked on, but she's not like, yeah, I mean, she's not a nerd.
They do that to give her something to work against, right? Like that it's that throughout this, she comes into her own, but needed to, like, we needed to show semblance of the world beating her down so that she can overcome. Again, I missed the very beginning of this, but like, right. But it was like to give her that thing to overcome, I thought.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? It's so interesting. Cause I'm like, just make her cool. Like, I don't know, like not cool, but like just normal. I don't know. I'm like, cause I'm even thinking about Christina Applegate. I'm like, it wasn't that she was, you know, geeky or made fun of.
Right.
She was just like a freaking teen. You know what I mean? I mean, this movie, let's just get into it. Because to me, it's like the movie starts off in such an interesting way. And like, wait, what was the opening scene of this movie? Is she at school?
Is it just them? Isn't it just...
It's her with the friends. I know that.
Oh, it's her with the friends? Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, I don't know where they are. Are they at school?
Yeah. I just remember them outside the house. That's kind of what I remember.
Cause I remember them talking about it, like getting, they wanted French boys or like Italian boys. It was something like some boys. They were like, when we go over there, I think they were at school. But anyway, the movie gets exciting when she gets home anyway. Cause I think that's when we get the siblings. And I think when she gets home is we get the intro to every sibling And I think the intros of these kids are so great because, I mean, instantly when we see the older brother, he's got gold teeth, he's got locks,
yeah,
and he's like clearly with the shits. You see the other kid playing violent video games,
yeah, the little
dressed
girl
in all black. Mm-hmm. Even though they gave her a comment of like, why do you like dark media or something like that? Because she's playing like a violent game. And then the other little brother comes out and he's just so perfect. And he has his best friends are crows. And that's why he missed school in the morning because he went to go follow the crows.
Sure.
I mean, so I like this scene. I mean, it definitely was one of those like, yeah, everyone gets a joke.
Yeah, you know, it's a nice introduction of the characters. But we also see there's like a little bit of like there's a tension between the older brother and the older sister.
Yeah.
And then like the mom stuff felt really intense in a way that I was like, whoa.
The mom was like aggressive,
like
immediately.
So aggressive. Like
I was like, good gosh.
She was aggressive at work, which is why she, you know, it's because like a white man got a job over her. And then she was super aggressive to the kids in a way that was like, all right, wow.
But what is that? Is that her, like, was her sickness some like high blood pressure, something like, was
anger.
It was it related to that?
I think it was sickness. Like, I felt like it was an anger management thing.
Anger. Yeah. Anger.
Oh, it was anger management. Oh, that's not life threatening.
Yeah, because she, no, it wasn't a life threatening thing. It was like an anger management thing because she like, you know, went ham at work.
Oh yeah, they should have just called her.
But they also didn't. It didn't feel like her job was under threat or anything,
which is crazy.
Yeah, they are definitely rich. Oh yeah, and so like, they felt like, oh okay, like the summer's about to be lit, you know. And then she reveals that she has a babysitter, and like, the thing with the babysitter was like, she immediately like she comes, she's like, you know, like a Christian, but has the Bible thing, is like, oh, okay, blah, 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 like, whatever. She gives her money. The mom leaves and she immediately like takes out a gun and is like,
bro,
I watch Madea movies. I know how you N-words operate. And I was just like, what? No.
But then the line, the girl said, you know, do you think it doesn't sound racist when you say the N-word?
Because you said N-word, it's not racist? And I was just like, why did they need, like, did they need to make her
so
that racist? Like,
this is when Bray stopped enjoying the movie and I started briefly. This was
everything just felt so aggressive.
It was so aggressively racist and like over the top. I'm like, this is not a real human. I don't even know. First off, I think I was amazed that we can even say half these jokes in movies now. Because, like, I was here for it. I'm like, look, at one point when she unplugged the video game for the daughter, she said something like racist, maybe even like. The thing is, there was something racist, sexist, like homophobic to everybody. Like, she just kept going through every single person.
It's got to be. It had to be so that we wouldn't care that she died, right? Like, so that yeah, like, we, yeah, and not yeah. only that we don't care that she died, but that we don't care that she gets the most unceremonious death of any character in any, you know what I mean? Like, she just, she's, it's covered and then never referred to again, you know, like, no one's checking on her, no one's doing anything.
No, I mean, also, there's so many things in this movie that made me laugh. It's because, like, you know, once, you know, she hoses down the brother because he's smoking weed and all that other stuff. They decide to have their Bible study party, which, okay, Bray, I got to be honest. There's like, this is okay. So this is when we separated, we came back.
Yeah.
Nothing about this party makes any sense. It's like she's upstairs. Like, it's not like they have like a,
she's literally just upstairs.
And they are partying. Bro, the cut is like girls twerking. Like, it's also, listen, shout out to Juvenile. If you haven't seen his Tiny Desk, it's fire. The fact, and this, I don't know if this is because the director is clearly a millennial or of young kids. I think my little niece, who's like 17, knows the song. The fact that Back That Ass Up is still popping from 1999.
I remember when that song came out, I didn't even understand what was happening. I didn't understand the rhythmic, soul-inducing joy that that song would give a human. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bray, you could play that in a hospital. Nurses will put down the stethoscope and they'll be like, oh no. And you see the bodies, you see the bodies not wanna
do. You see, I'm compelled to twerk.
You see the joy. You're in a fire. You're in a fire. The firefighters are like, fuck this fire. Put your hands up, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Where the wall at? What a good moment. The fact that she didn't wake up or go downstairs to stop them makes no sense.
She did wake up, but she was so religious. Sorry, yes, she right. almost had a heart attack and then eventually died, right?
That is exactly what happened. It was like she literally like there. First of all, did you mention that there was like a piece of tape that said like don't go in this room? It was like that was like that.
Oh yeah.
Just trying to add like, wait, she didn't wake up because nobody was like right above her or whatever, and they like go into another room. But then there were people literally upstairs. I was like, what? Anyway.
Outside her house. I mean, outside her room.
Outside her room. So then she like wakes up. She comes out. She sees people making out on the steps. She sees people smoking. She sees like there's a huge party. And she's just like, and then literally like has a heart attack. And then I guess stumbles back into her room. Somehow her door gets closed. And she lies on her bed. We don't see any of that. We see her go like, and then and then we just cut to the next day, them going and also the fact that they were like, how is she sleeping through this? Like nobody asked that. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's a movie. But here's the other thing I will say. Movies like this, like Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, which by the way, I just looked. That movie has worse ratings than this one, and also didn't do that well at the box office either, which again is like, why did they remake this movie? Movies like this feel like it's something that can only happen when it's film. Like, I feel like you need film. Like, you need it to feel kind of like otherworldly. Like, it has to have that movie magic where it's like, hey, we're on set. We're like, we're doing it. This is make believe. Like, I don't know. There's something about like just like the digital nature of stuff, like that makes things feel more real. And because of that, I think it's like harder to do some of this stuff unless you're like stylizing things like Everything Everywhere All at Once. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's just like, it feels, it's like, I don't know. It just was so. It's hard. It's a hard premise for 2024.
Yeah. Again, I get they were just trying to have fun. It's just one of those things of like, how do you justify this movie at all? So to me, it's like, you know what? You just got to be on. Like, you just got to be on board. This lady did.
You got to be on board.
You just got to be on board. And you know what? For the most part, I really like these kid actors, man. I thought they all were good. Like. When the daughter comes up, let me pull up the IMDb so I can actually say people's names. I'm going to just say Lisa because I watched her on Fresh Prince. When Lisa comes up, realizes she's dead, I thought it was funny when she fell on top of her. I don't know why, but I'd love a little physical comedy. Again, I'm shocked that none of the kids actually said we should call mom, even the smart one. But the smart one was like, I think he said something about the cops.
One of them did.
The younger brother was like, let's call the cops. And they were all like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, and they literally say like, you know, the black people, you know, been killed for less. And I get it, but I'm also like, yeah, y'all.
You know who else wrote a joke like that years ago?
Yeah, I know. But I'm also like, y'all are kids and she died of a heart attack.
I don't know, man.
I don't know,
man. The climate is a little too... Maybe we're just inundated with these stories that are that are more quote unquote isolated than but like people just get shot for people get shot for being there.
Very
people
true.
Get shot for just
people do just get shot for being there, but it's there. Usually because they're looking for somebody and they're like, oh,
and I don't know how often this used to happen, but how many times in the last 10 years have you heard the story of the person who called the cops is the person that got shot? I get why they wouldn't call the cops.
It's like, not like, hey, there's an intruder at my house. It's, hey, our babysitter who's like 90 something just is dead in the bed.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I guess they could have called. I mean, if you just call the ambulance, you know.
Yeah,
what
that's
mean?
Who you would call. 911. You'd be like,
call,
hey.
But you don't call a cop. You know.
I mean, a cop would probably come. It would be like a cop in the EMT.
Ambulance come. You'd be like, oh, so and so stopped breathing. That's all you say. You don't say they're dead. You say, oh man, they stopped breathing. Ambulance come while you're doing the chest compressions. You know what I'm saying? And then sure. and then that way you gotta worry about the cops. All you right. know.
I'm done with you.
Anyway, that's what happened. You know, I mean, so whatever. Now we get into the movie because they're like, because then they do a criminal activity, which by the way, which is they fill her with alcohol, put her in a car, and then drive that car into a, and they mean to drive it into a tree, but it instead goes into the lake. And I actually said when it went into like, that's better. And then the little girl said, that's better. And then they looked at the little girl and were like, yo, never get on her bad side, which I thought was funny.
I thought that was hilarious.
And then they realized that the money, they're like, okay, like, oh, we're hungry. Like, we got to get some food because everybody ate it from this party. And then they realized they got no money. And so now she has to get a job.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A job. It's so funny. They, I mean, I guess it's skipping along, is once she has to get a job, her first job is driving an Uber or whatever they call it in this movie. It does have a quick joke about this gig economy that we live in that I kind of liked, is that, you know, once she gets an Uber, I guess we'll talk about it. She meets the love interest and all that good stuff. Also, this is my thing. Even to this moment, how old was this love interest supposed to be?
He was going to college. So
okay, right. So he was a high school. Okay, got it. Okay.
Supposed to be around her age. Yeah,
got
yeah,
it. Because at one point I was like, this man grown, and like when they were flirting, I was like, please, bro, this girl's like 17. I think they said she's not even 18. 17. I'm like,
yeah. Both of them seemingly were old enough to be out of college because she like kept, she had a secret job and never talked to him about school, right? So it was like, oh, but it was the summer, so it doesn't matter. It was the summer, right?
Yeah, it was the summertime. So she was about to go to Howard. But I love the interaction. But also when she had to take her brothers and sisters out to dinner and she was like, this is my whole day's work. And he was like, you'll get another job. How nonchalant they treated her about like having to work and being broke. And the fact that the other brother, he didn't work because, like, what was it? Racism or something?
Racism was the answer at the end. But he was like, I can't get rid of my grill. Like, he was like me. He wouldn't get a job.
I really
because
like
he,
that guy, man.
Yeah.
He was good. I'm sorry. He was good. Because, you know what it was? I think he did a good balance of, like, you know, he had to play, like, kind of the more quote-unquote urban character. But he still had heart throughout it. So it wasn't just, like, I don't know. I thought like also the fact that he was like smaller than her played right. into that a little bit well. So it wasn't like, you know, how did she get the job again? The brother and sister found it. The little brother.
The sister figured out like how to put a presence for her on social media that would seem like she was in her mid 20s. And so I loved how she was just able to do all kinds of shit. Like she understood, you know, metadata and stuff like that. You know, whenever people say stuff like that on film, it's like, oh, all right. Yeah, the metadata.
I mean, it's also funny because like, all right, this is how I know I'm old. When they were talking about how old she was at 25, I was like, wait, that's like the little siblings called her old. Then when she gets to work, Nicole Richie calls 25 old. I was like, So 25 is...
I mean,
is old,
especially now. Especially,
I mean, it was kind of silly though. There was like one point where Nicole, where she was like, blah blah, like, you know, like some of my friends, we do this and that, and she was like, yeah, but like you were young, like ages ago, and it was like ages ago. It's like 6 years. Like, what are we talking about? What? There, and it's funny because there was another joke where, and obviously this is about her real age, but like her younger sister said something, and she was like, oh, that's the problem with your generation. She's like, we're the same generation.
Yes, she's like,
like, I'm pretty sure we're the same generation. Yeah, I mean, should we talk about Nicole Richie for a little bit?
Bray, what you want to say, Bray?
I feel like
what
we have to.
What y'all gonna say about Nicole Richie, man?
Look, I liked Nicole Richie. I thought she was fun. I thought she was giving her Elle Woods. You know, she was doing her Devil Wears Prada. You know,
she was doing her Devil Wears Prada. She was doing her Devil Wears Prada.
She was doing it, man.
Wait, so you had some problems with? You said you had some problems with acting, with some of the acting, but not Nicole Richie? It's acting?
Well, no, because I mean the movies. Y'all don't think this movie's a cartoon? It's a movie about kids. My biggest problem was that people didn't meet Nicole Richie's level. If I'm being honest.
Wow.
If I'm being honest, because it felt like they were trying to be understated, right? But then some of the jokes were like, it was like, well, what are we doing? Well, the sister was supposed to be like, it was supposed to be like a mustache twirling. the Brian's sister was supposed to be a mustache twirling desk worker, you know? And instead she was like trying to be grounded. It was just like, that's not what we're not supposed to be doing this.
That is true. That was tough. I will say the sister of the love interest, who's like her rival at work.
They set her up.
It's like, she has to be the bad guy.
Yeah. But
because she's like, I feel like because she's like dark-skinned black woman, they're like, well, we don't really want to make her the bad guy. And because of that, it was kind of like, it was this weird thing where it was like, I mean, she is kind of being mean for no reason, but also she's not being mustache twirly. So it's not really funny. It's more just like awkward.
They kept trying to show scenes of her stalking her on the internet. And like either, and the color would like shift, you know, to like the tone of the music would shift as if Oh, go ahead. What are you gonna say?
I was gonna say, like, she's supposed to be like Tim Curry in like Home Alone 2.
I think that's exactly how she was supposed to be. I think that's exactly how she was supposed to be, and she wasn't. And I don't even think I blame the actors. It just sort of feels like. That, you know, a lot of the scenes just didn't play the way that I think they were intended to be played. That's all.
It's tough to make movies.
I liked them being grounded because I'm like, if they would have been on Nicole Richie's level the whole movie, bro.
That was a lot.
At one point, like, I remember Bray pointed out, there was one point where she's like just sitting on her chair and spinning in circles.
I did like that though. That was funny.
But then there was another part that was just like,
that was a directing choice too.
100%.
Yeah.
But there's another part when she comes in, when she closes the door when the bosses or the board is there, and then she does like this little gun thing to herself as she's in the room, and I'm like, it's like margarita time or whatever she says it is, and I'm like, yo, this is a different movie. Like, in that movie to me, and I feel you, James, that movie to me is the mid-90s Sinbad, like the freaking Ernest, yes. Scared, like that is that movie.
I don't think she quite hit. I would argue. She's, I don't think she in quite the circle. Hit Ernest.
She is a grown woman who is literally spinning in circles in her office chair.
I don't think she quite hit Ernest. That
would have loved to have seen Tyra Banks.
But I see what
that's
y'all
all
mean.
I'm saying.
And yeah,
Tyra would have made it a more grounded movie though.
And I don't disagree, because she also would have just been that character. Like, you would have just been like, Tyra would have just been Tyra and you would have been like, oh yeah, you know.
Right.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I mean, Nicole Richie, again, I didn't dislike her. It was just funny because she was just, this is when you watch an actor just show up and be like, yo, what am I doing? Never mind, I'm doing this. It's like, I'm having fun here. I'm like the most famous person probably in this movie. I'm doing what I want. And then when Jermaine shows up, it's so interesting because I'm like, does Jermaine have kids, James?
Yes, two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He does.
Because like I've been seeing Jermaine pop up in movies where I'm like, why is Jermaine in this movie? And I'm like, you know what? This man got kids. Like, I get it. Like, like this man got kids. Like, this man got, he got rent to pay. Because literally when he pops up, I was like, oh, he's Stanley Tucci from Devil Wears Prada. Because of the way he was talking, he's bald, like works for her. It's the closest to her. But instead of going that route, they went with like, this is the playboy who's like cheating on her or whatever, which is honestly an interesting route as well.
Yeah, I can't remember if that's in the original movie or not. He's only in like three scenes, right?
Yeah, he's so barely in it.
It's really strange.
It's so strange because it's like he's so barely in it. So by the time at the end where like she like tells him off, like, you know, and it just felt so like meaningless because it was just like we barely seen this relationship. And it didn't really feel like Rose, Nicole Richie's character, really cared that much about it, you know? Like they weren't married or anything. And I don't know, maybe that's again, like keeping it light, but it was a strange one. I really liked the older brother. I thought he was
great.
I felt like he stood out the most out of anybody in this movie. Like he was so funny. Like he was just, and he had this nice balance, you know, it was like actually come to think of it, like an actually like a really hard role to play. And I thought he did it really well about like, you know, both being intelligent, but also like, this is who I am. Like, and then like, you know, the fights that he's having with his sister, but also caring about his sister and like the balance of that.
It was a good ground. It was grounded, man. I think like he could have been so cartoonish where he'd have been like, just hood, blah, blah, blah. Like, again, I think he's so good. Like also, listen, love that he had locks. Like, I feel like I haven't seen somebody who's just a good guy in a movie like that in a long time. So I was like very excited by that. Also, yeah, the kids are good. I mean, what happens in this movie at one point is like the brothers, the siblings spend all the money on like random shit on like snacks, foods, a giant birdhouse for the crows, a half pike, which is insane. And she kind of gets away from everything scot-free. Like when she doesn't know how to do her own files, she kind of gets off on that. Like at the end when she tells Nicole Richie about what happened about the money, how did she get off for the money? How did the money?
It doesn't really make any sense.
It's never directly addressed because when she's like, oh, there's extra money on your card, she just changes the, she's like, why don't we just have it at my place? You know, so it's never, she never has to reckon with her card being maxed out or if it even got to the point of being
or the fact that she was like buying things that, you know, that there's like, kind of like fraud happening, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. They never address that. I guess
also, if she's making 60K for the year, I mean, how many paychecks is it going to take her to even pay off that car?
Bro, like, yeah, because that's 60K before, that's 60K before taxes.
Before taxes. Yeah.
At the end, like, well, I don't know if we should go to the end quite yet. Wait, where are?
I mean, we are at the end. Like,
we
the movie,
are pretty much at the end.
Like, like nothing truly happened.
I guess it's a short movie.
You know, it's like,
yeah. I mean, because yeah, what else is really well? I mean, should we comment on the relationship? I did like this kid. I like this.
I liked them.
What's his name?
He just liked this nigga because he like a baby Braylock. That's the only reason he liked this nigga. That's the only reason he liked this nigga. You know, like, Bray don't like this nigga.
What's funny, ahead, like, Bray. Usually people don't like people who remind them of themselves.
Oh, yeah, true. I did like him a lot, too, though.
Yeah, I thought he was good in Bottoms. I thought he was good in this. Like, they had a good relationship. It was kind of, like, never really addressed that he was, like, coming to her house at the end with, like, a huge teddy bear and, like, all this stuff. And it was like, dude, what is, like, chill, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Like, he was awkward. Also like going way, way too hard.
Is that too hard? He got so mad at her, the scene right before that he was just like trying to make up. That's why he was there with all the stuff. He was just trying to make up for the fact that they basically broke up.
I know,
right?
But why did he have to buy all that stuff? I don't know.
He won all that stuff. You know, that probably cost him, I don't know what, like $10.
He won at a fair. Where did he win that?
He at the arcade.
Oh, the arcade. Got it. Okay. Okay.
Probably only cost him like $10. I don't know where he got the wagon from.
Yeah. But where did he get the wagon? Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, man, this mom coming in at the end, man, she came in hot, bro.
Also, why did she come in like that? Like, that's insane.
Right. And I missed the beginning, but I can only imagine that that's why they made her so wild up top, was so that this, like, one instance of coming out and being like, y'all better get out of my house, would feel like enough. Like, she was it's so... Like,
yeah, that's what she's been doing this whole movie.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Like, what?
That is true, but it also makes me go like, damn, like you were just on a vacation for the whole year and like ain't none of that stuck, huh? Like you immediately came back.
None of it.
Like you didn't learn a thing.
Literally none of it stuck. I'm like, what's the point of this? But also, you know, they wanted Miss Pat to be, you know, Miss Pat. So I ain't mad at it. She, you know, they could have had more Miss Pat, to be honest. She could have been the boss. Honestly, Miss Pat could have been the boss. That'd have been a funny movie.
That would have been funny.
That'd been a funny movie.
Very different energy. Very different energy.
I mean, Nicole Richie makes it. Also, bro, me. Okay, James, did you stay for these buttons?
The only one I saw was the one with Nicole Richie and Homeboy.
That was so weird.
It was really strange.
Like, why even add that? Like, what? Let me see your ID. Like, what?
Well, she had to see his ID. She couldn't date him if he was a teenager.
Like they had to step that out just to make it be like, it's okay for her to be with a young man. And she said she liked younger men.
Who stayed back twice.
Right. And so they had to say that too. You know, it's a joke for the like, oh, she about to have sex with this high schooler. But but he's only a high schooler because he's stupid or whatever.
Right. I mean, also, it was so funny because I'm like, whatever. That scene is so weird.
Yeah, that was the only one I saw. Were there more after that?
It was just one more about like them finding the old white lady, which I'm like, I don't know if you need this.
They do find her. Okay, yeah. And what happens?
Nothing. It just talks about like, we should be concerned for old people.
It's
and
just
drinking.
A police report. Like it's, yeah, nothing really. It wasn't even that funny. They were just like, oh, they found her with a gallon of alcohol in her system, like, which makes people concerned about older people and like how much they're drinking.
Yeah, that's literally what it was.
What? Yeah. I like that there is a scene finding her because it's a question that hangs over the whole movie.
It's like, are they going to be okay? Because they did something that's definitely very illegal, which is move a dead body.
Very, very.
Makes them look so much more guilty than they were, which was not at all. They weren't guilty at all. Yeah, they didn't do anything. There's nothing that they did.
Fully innocent.
Yeah.
To committing a major crime.
Yeah. It's just strange because there's like literally nothing that they did that, I don't know. It wasn't even like she like tripped on something and fell down the stairs, you know?
No.
Right, tripped on because of the party they were having.
Wait a minute. Was she supposed to have a heart attack because she saw so many black people?
That's
yes,
what I think
great,
is part
I said
of it.
Black Joy killed her.
That's what I think is part of
yes,
it.
Yes. I think that's 100% part of what
that's
happened.
That's crazy.
And that's also why you make her as racist as she is. So that, yes. So that she can be like, oh, niggas.
It's like I guess they like made her racist so we did like not care about her
yes
dying
but
at all,
but also it's a little bit of that too many niggas. That's so funny to me because you know that was definitely a part of it. Definitely a part of it. Oh my goodness.
I mean that's it. That's, I mean, she gets out of this in the best possible way. She's like, I'll keep you on payroll and through our tuition payback program, we're gonna pay 65% of your tuition.
Bro,
yeah, that's like, crazy, man.
The ending of this. Bro.
And I'm glad they had that, you know, the boyfriend be like, I'm impressed. Like, I'm not really mad, I'm impressed, because it is so impressive. They should be impressive. I'm glad like this ending was actually the most realistic thing about the movie, of being like, you're 17 and you did all this? Like, hell yeah. like, you really shouldn't even go to college, honestly. Like, why waste the money?
Yeah, but I mean, I'll say, though, and this is a script problem, but, like, it took him underlining, like, you're somebody who's, like, kind of interested in fashion to doing this, to doing this, to saving a fashion company. Like, I don't feel like, for as much as even the opening, which I missed some of, painted her as someone who was, like, meek and afraid to sort of put herself out there, et cetera, et cetera. It didn't feel as much a part of the rest of the movie. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it was like they told that to us, and then they just sort of expected it to permeate the rest of it. And it didn't really.
The thing that's weird is that actually was the movie. Like that was the meat of the movie.
Yeah.
Because the premise is like barely, it's like, I know it's connected to the movie, but like the jokes from the premise don't really, I don't know. Whatever.
Right. And
you're right. Yeah.
That becomes why, if that wasn't inherent in the original film, that becomes why you give a little bit more colors to the character so that it can seem like this journey is for something rather than a pointless journey. But I still don't think, you know, like, it's not like in her job, like, she was ignoring those reports. She just didn't know how to do them. Like, she was, and it wasn't like she had opportunities to branch out and didn't pursue those. They just weren't there. Like, I don't know. Like, it was just, yeah, I don't know. That was strange to me.
I mean, it all makes no sense to me. Like, honestly, I'm like, none of this makes any sense. But you know what? It was fun.
I don't know what it was,
but it was like not as bad, I think, as I thought it was going to be, if that makes sense. Like,
right. Yeah.
I was expecting, like, I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't awful.
I wasn't really expecting much, to be fair. Because I didn't know the original, so.
Yeah, neither did I. I was like, sure. And that was my thing, is like, sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, look, I'm happy they got this movie made. I just wish, this is my thing, truly, I wish, no matter how we feel about the movie, I just wish they promoted it, like people knew. Because I mean, that movie clearly wasn't for people our age, but it still was watchable. I just wish they promoted it to like younger folk, like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like, don't make a movie if you're not going to promote the movie.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Completely.
What are we doing?
Truly, what? Like, it truly made me feel like, I said this to Gerard, like, it feels sometimes now like movies, like comedies are like Broadway musicals where like producers go into it going like, we're not going to make any money on this. So, I don't know. Yeah. It's almost like, I'm like, are you doing these just so that they are failures and you can like write them off? Like,
bro,
that's what it almost feels like. Cause it's like, you guys, it doesn't feel like you guys are trying to make these things work at all.
Yeah.
And that's not to say, that's nothing about the creative. I'm like talking specifically about the marketing of these films.
I agree.
Like, it just doesn't feel like they're behind it. Like, nobody knows about this. Nobody knows about this.
We review movies and we didn't know.
I told people, I was like, oh yeah, like I'm seeing Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Like, they remade it. And somebody was like, they did?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's time for the cause. We rate and review films not based on how much we liked it, but whether or not it helps the cause of more leading black actors in Hollywood. So if it fully helps that cause, we give it a black fist. If it somewhat helps the cause, we give it a white palm. Hmm. If it doesn't help the cause at all, we don't give it anything. So on the count of three, we'll raise our ratings for Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead 2024. Okay. Okay, here we go. One, two, three. Okay, three white palms. That makes sense.
Okay, yeah. There we go. There we go. It's a movie. It got made. We got to see these young... Literally, we got to see four black kids star in a movie. And I think those black kids were great. I'm not close to Wade, but I know Wade. He was super nice. Wade got to have his directorial debut. They had a premiere at the Grove. I saw it, and it was like, it looked fun as hell. And you know what, man? I have so much respect for someone who got it freaking made. And to me, the only letdown was probably the script and then BET not promoting it in the right way. But that's not on the cast or crew. So, well, I mean, it's on the writer, but everybody else, that's not on them.
Poor guy. He's written a lot. I just looked at his IMDb. A lot of TV. So
that makes sense to me.
Kind of does.
Yeah.
I mean, I gave it a palm mostly because it's just, I don't think it's like, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's around here, it doesn't make a sound. You know, I don't.
Okay, quotes.
I don't know how many people are seeing this. So it's hard to say it's moving the needle much, you know, like, and we've been talking about these movies. I know people want us to review American Society of Magical Negroes.
Nope. I never heard of it.
You know, and that film's out of theaters now as well. It's like it didn't do super well. The reviews weren't too kind to that either. It's tough, man. We, you know, because we want to promote, like, we're not trying to crap on Black people making stuff, right? That's what we want to do. You know, it's just, it's hard out there, especially for comedies, which is so sad. But yeah, I mean, I do, but I still gave it a palm because obviously it's all, you know, all Black cast and we got new actors in it who hopefully will continue to do things. So yeah, palm.
Yeah, basically for the same reasons y'all said, like, I would love to be giving this movie a fist right now, but it came out this weekend and people don't even know that it's out. So that's a problem. And so the thing that is not helping the cause is the fact that this film is not being shared with the masses in the way that it should be. But you know, but I think that the cast is talented. Directing wise, it seemed strong. And I thought there were funny things about this script. I just think that there was it inherent in the issues of this IP. I think it was sort of hard to shake that.
Yeah.
That's our rating. Do you guys anything else you want to say? Any closing remarks?
Congrats to everybody for getting the movie made. I just felt like it was so hard. Yeah. I was like, man, look, yeah, God bless.
There's a scene when they're watching a comet come down, and I thought that was a beautiful little scene. we saw the little comet very large. I was actually surprised at how big it was in the sky, you know, but like, it, you know, we're filmed behind them. Oh, and I loved the dialogue in that scene, too. It was like, you know, LA's never shot from this angle, this is the angle we see it at. I thought that was like, I was like, this is, I love this. I thought that the message of that was fantastic. So that's why I feel like the script problems are you know, the problems of the inherent IP. I thought the movie was going for some stuff.
Yeah. Well, thank you all so much for listening. You can find us blackmanpodcast.com. It's our website. We have links there to our Patreon and our Red Circle. We do episodes every other week here on the free podcast. Every other week after that, we have a Patreon, a Red Circle exclusive bonus episode for our subscribers. It's $5 a month. We have a whole bunch of episodes on there already. Last film we reviewed was Monkey Man featuring Dev Patel. We have an incredible guest, Rekha Shankar is on that. So, you know, we've reviewed movies like American Fiction. We talked about the Oscars. So yeah, go check that out and subscribe. It helps us keep this podcast free. Also, you can follow us at Black Men Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Follow me at John Braylock.
You can follow me at Rule of Three, Inc. 3 is the number 3. I have a Kickstarter going on right now for my comic, Junior. And so, you know, you can follow me to find out details about that. But please donate. Or if you can't, please share and spread the love. Any little bit helps.
You can follow me at Gerard Milligan on Twitter and Instagram. And that's it.
Also, if you're in LA and, you know, you like improv, come on out this upcoming Monday. I'm going to be performing on Herald Night, 8:30. Team's called This Is She. I think tickets are like $10. I don't know. It's at UCB, Upright Citizens Brigade in Franklin.
This Is She.
So, you know, check that out if you can.
What a good name.
All right. We will see you in 2 weeks. Peace.
Please.
Wow.
What's up, Black Men Can't Jump comic book fans? James III here to talk to you about my comic series, Junior, available now on Kickstarter. The Ghost with the Most Past Due Child Support is back in 4 brand new issues of this semi-autobiographical supernatural comic series. It's got all sorts of spooky hijinks for fans of Beetlejuice, The Good Place, and The Mummy, stuff like that, and features award-winning artists from Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, and more. It's available on Kickstarter through June 9th. Go to ruleof3inc.com or follow me at ruleof3inc on IG for more details. Donate today!
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.